went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's a beautiful time to bring two people back together, hopefully to make love happen, make it a daily thing,
to have
a future in the end.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, when is it not a good time to bring love together?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is one person might have enjoyed the date that they have, but the other not so much.
Oh, geez.
And that's why it's called Second Date Update.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, we've got our boy Brad on the phone. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you two doing?
Oh, we're good.
Brad sounds sexy.
Yeah, he sounds super nice.
All right, my man. So tell us, who'd you go on a date with?
Yeah.
I went on a date with this wonderful woman named Jasmine. We met through OkCupid. Kind of went really fast from connecting to chatting to meeting up, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of an unconventional first date, but... we connected so easily and so well, like emotionally, physically, it kind of felt like the total package, to be honest.
Nice.
Wow.
So now I'm trying to get a hold of her again, and she's not writing me back, or she's being very, measured in her responses. So I'm like, is it me? Is it her? I just don't really know exactly what's going on.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah.
She's measured in her own thoughts about him. I like that though.
Yeah, it all seems a little calculated. I can't quite break the code. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
I love it. Are you like an analytical guy?
I love that.
yeah, I guess so. I'm an engineer.
Oh, he's an engineer.
I love that.
Ooh.
But how many times do you hear a guy actually trying to figure, you know, a girl out or what they're thinking?
Can I dissect you, Tracy?
I love that.
Can I dissect you?
Of course. Of course you can.
That ain't creepy.
Uh-uh.
All right. Well, Brad, tell us then, how long has it been since the last time you spoken to Jasmine?
Yeah.
It's been a little over a week.
Okay.
A little over a week.
And then how did the date end? I mean, did you get a handshake? Did you get a French kiss?
It was really no. It was really connected is the word I keep coming back to.
Oh, connected.
It was a really connected experience.
Okay.
Sort of emotionally and no, there wasn't any, you know, like sloppy makeout session. But I felt like it would be implied.
Oh my gosh.
For the next time, hopefully, if there were a next time. So that's why I'm sort of kind of just trying to figure it out, what, you know, what happened.
Oh. I mean, honestly, Chris, I think it's great if you can go out on a first date and feel all these things right away.
I concur with Brad and his feelings towards this beautiful young person.
Wow.
Named Jasmine.
Yes.
Well, listen, my man, what we're going to do, we're going to play a song. And then when we get back, Trey and I will try to figure out why Miss Jasmine is not getting back to you. Because I think you sound adorable.
Yeah.
You got a good job.
He's analytical.
He's intelligent. And I think he's kind of cute and funny. So all this together, something's going on with Jasmine.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out next, Tracy.
Okay.
With Second Date Update, hopefully between Brad and Jasmine on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Yeah. It's Second Date Update, Miss Tracy.
Yes, girl. It's our favorite.
Ooh, but Madtown, say hello to Brad, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Brad, he's a young, vivacious young man.
Yes.
Very intelligent.
He is.
It's called an engineer.
Ooh.
He tells people probably what not to do when they're at work, or you're going to break that.
Right.
Very, very important job.
Yes.
We love our engineer, believe us.
Mm-hmm.
But Brad, you said you went out with Jasmine. You met her, what is it? OkCupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, OkCupid.
Yeah.
Trey.
Yeah, and he says there's like an instant connection.
I know.
Yeah, which, I mean, how many people can say that on a first date?
Not a lot.
No. I mean, like a deep connection, he said. Like deep.
Deep. And you guys didn't even make out.
Yeah. They didn't even French kiss, girl.
No. Tonsil hockey here.
No.
All right, well, we're going to call her and figure out why she's not getting back. Are you ready, my man?
I'm ready.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Brad.
Yeah, good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jasmine?
Speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, I like her
she's
too.
Very polite.
I can see how these two would get along.
Yeah, me
Hi,
too.
Jasmine.
Hey.
This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you pretty much have won something.
You have.
Yeah. Mm. That's why we're calling here today. Do you remember going out on a date with someone named Brad?
You know, okay, Cupid.
Yeah.
Super intelligent
engineer.
Talks with you, not at you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what is this? What is this? What's happening?
Well, it's true. He's reached out to us because he misses you.
That's what you want, girl.
He wants another date. But we want to know, because Tracy and I are your girlfriends.
Yeah.
We want to know why you're not getting back to him.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. So, Brad, very nice guy. Uh-huh. I guess, maybe. He calls me and he says, put on a little black dress and we'll go and we'll do something. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And I think it's mysterious and I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. And then we meet up, we get in the car, and he pulls up. He's taking me to his grandmother's funeral.
What? Come on.
No.
Really?
Wait, yeah.
What?
Come on now. This is going to be a joke. A funeral.
I'm still not processing that this is happening and we're pulled up. And he said to me that he didn't tell me because he just broke up with somebody a few weeks ago and he needed support.
Oh, my gosh. You can't make this stuff up. This
I've
has
never
happened.
Heard of that.
Who takes someone to
I've
a funeral?
I've never heard of anyone taking anybody on a date to a funeral.
Girl, you don't even need to say anything
anymore.
Yeah,
you don't need to say anymore.
No.
Brad.
Miss, yeah. Come on now, Brad. You took her to your grandma's.
That's where you took her?
Well, let's be respectful.
Okay, I know. Listen, I said it was unconventional. I know. It sounds bad.
You did say that.
Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
To explain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did, I was broken up with a couple of weeks ago and, by my last partner, and had this funeral coming up and I was kind of devastated and honestly, I needed some support and I did something that was kind of rude, which was I took an OkCupid date to the funeral with me because I wanted someone there with me.
Right.
And I think
sneak attacked me, man.
It was totally a sneak attack, and I've never done anything like that before. But here's the thing: when we were there, she was actually the person that I was looking for to go out and like actually develop a relationship with.
Well, let's pay our respects. Yes. We're very sorry, by the way, that you lost your grandmother.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
Thank you. I mean, it's a weird situation. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Tracy? Jasmine actually was brought into a very vulnerable situation with Brad.
Okay.
So she probably saw him at his most genuine time.
That's a really good point, Krista.
Yeah.
It's good to be vulnerable.
Jasmine, I mean, girl, outside of, unfortunately, being brought to the worst situation ever on a date because it's very depressing.
Right.
Makes you probably want to have a cocktail.
Uh-huh.
Do you have that connection with him?
Honestly, it was a week ago. Like, you know, I'm sure he's still going through what he's going through. And heal up, man. And then consider giving me a call. I'm not mad at you for doing that, but that's also, you are not ready for anything. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's an honest response.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Just do you, heal up, do your thing. And then when you're actually ready to date somebody, give me a call.
Maybe you guys will come across each other on Plenty of Fish.
Maybe.
I mean, there's other
apps.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brad, I'm sorry, love. We couldn't get you a second date, but I think Jasmine is right. I mean, obviously, you just lost someone that's very dear to you. So, I think the focus is, you know, on healing right now.
Right.
Yeah. I think you guys are probably right.
We wish nothing but the best of luck for you both. Yeah. And if you need anything, please, we are always here to help. Take care.
Krista in the morning rush on 93.1 Jams.